Bayou Diversity with Kelby Uchley.
Each year, about the time of the spring equinox, I become involved in a martial ritual that began 20 years ago when I first built my house in the forest. The house is made of unpainted cypress, and once vernal days lengthen to equal vernal nights, it is assaulted by creatures bearing an appetence to reduce it to sawdust. The assailants are eastern carpenter bees. Their scientific name is derived from the ancient Greek word meaning woodcutter. My goal is to see that they cut their wood elsewhere. Carpenter bees are often mistaken for bumblebees, but the abdomen of a bumblebee is hairy, while that of a carpenter bee is shiny black. Male carpenter bees have a white face and no stinger. Even the females that can sting almost never do unless provoked. My complaints are tied to their habit of building nests by tunneling into dead wood. They don't actually eat wood. Instead, they excavate cavities to serve as a nursery for their young. Their telltale signs are perfectly round entrance holes about 3/8 inch in diameter. Males hover over and patrol near the holes to defend their territory from other males. Eggs hatch in the summer, and the young adults often overwinter in the same tunnels. Dozens of boring bees can infest one structure. Painted or treated wood seems to be less attractive to the bees, but preferring the look of natural wood, I have spurned this route. I must say that I have learned some ways not to deter them. Plugging their holes doesn't work. They just move over an inch. The swinging motion of a badminton racket tends to inspirit them. In an instant, a .22 caliber rifle loaded with rat shot does more damage to a front porch soffit than a carpenter bee does in a week. After a battle encompassing 2 decades, we seem to be at a stalemate. My new control method that involves a long-handled, fine mesh dip net restricts them to territory already claimed. I console myself with the fact that they do have admirable traits as important pollinators for many flowers. Some, such as passion flower, can only be pollinated by the likes of carpenter bees. I'm convinced, though, that the passion of the bees is to aggravate me.
Bayou Diversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.
It's the Most of the Big Band Show. I'm Richard Harrison.
Hello again. You're swinging down the lane with David Miller.
You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers.
This is American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer.
Hi, this is Pat Mitchell-Worley, and coming up on Bill Street Caravan.
Hello, and welcome to Acoustic Cafe. I'm your host, Rob Reinhart,
New Orleans, all the way live.
My name is George Engmeyer.
Hello, this is Garrison Keillor.
You're listening to The Set List. I'm Josh Madden.
Your financial support makes these programs possible here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio.